Tilda and the Quatsch Monster, the best of friends, it's obvious. Swinging over houses, riding on their bikes to the moon.
Hello, listener! It's me, Matt, the author of the story you're about to hear. This chapter picks up exactly where the last one left off, with Tilda and her friends looking for a lost key. Now, if you're a fan of the show and you heard the first season, then you know this is not the first time this has happened. And if you're a critical listener of the show, you might be thinking,
oh, Matt, you're doing the same story again in this season. You already did a Lost Key episode in the last season.
And if you are talking like that, sir, or madam, I would ask you to kindly consider this fact, that people who lose keys and other things, phones or whatever, tend to lose them multiple times, and they tend to lose them over and over again over the course of their life. I am such a person. I know such people. So, the trick is, though, when you've lost something, how do you find it again? How do you get it back? For example, you know, I've lost something. I feel like I've lost something very, very important to me right now. I feel like I have maybe lost your attention in telling this pointless story about losing things. So how am I going to get it back? How am I going to get your attention back? By telling you a toilet joke. Why should you always flush the toilet when you're done? Because it's your duty. If you didn't like that toilet joke, here's a fun fact about this chapter. It features Quatsch Monster's bathroom. Enjoy! Chapter 5, The Roller Coast U Room. You mean roller coaster? Tilda said. Not roller coast you.
I think he means roller coast us, Boom interjected, because we're all going.
Quatsch Monster smiled smugly, then he tapped a finger on the sign over the round opening next to him.
You heard me correctly. Roller coast you.
And me, Boom reminded him.
Yes, fine, and you. So, unless there are any more questions...
I have a question,
the fastest rabbit in the world said, hopping up and down.
Where's the bathroom? I really have to, you know.
Actually, Tilda said, I have to go too.
But of course, right this way,
their host replied graciously, leading them further down the hallway.
We'll just have to circle back here when you're done. Shouldn't be a problem.
Quatsch Monster's bathroom, or toilet adventure, as it was properly called, was an enormous multi-level complex decorated from floor to ceiling with white marbled tiles, crystal light fixtures, and huge landscape paintings. It included toilets of all varieties, shapes, and sizes. Strangely, some of which were hanging upside down from the ceiling or stuck sideways on the walls.
Because,
Quatsch explained with pride,
I like to encourage creativity.
When Tilda and Boom were finished with their business, Quatsch led them to the exit tube, which brought them back to another hallway lined with round openings. This time, Tilda recognized where they were. Hey, the wallpaper here is blue. This is where we started.
Oh, good, you were paying attention, the furry blob said. Then maybe you can help me remember. What color hallway were we looking for again?
The roller coast U room was in the... Tilda squinted her eyes
The yellow hallway. So, how do we get back there?
Easy,
Quatch shrugged.
This is where we started, so we just go the way we came.
Tilda read the labels on the tubes. Ice Palace, Boat Storage, Sports Hall. The rooms have all changed. I don't recognize any of these. Their host chuckled smugly.
The rooms haven't changed. They're just in a different order to keep things fair.
But how are we supposed to find the way we went before? There must be hundreds of rooms in this hallway.
I've got a good feeling about this one, Boom said, sticking his head into one of the openings. Smells familiar.
Tilda read the label. Muck, slime, and stink pit. Oh no, not there.
Oh yes, Boom hollered. Here I go.
Time to get stinky,
Quatch cried, and he tumbled down the hole after Boom, pulling Tilda with him. When the tube shot them out, the three friends continued falling for an exceptionally long time. So long that Tilda started to worry about landing.
How deep is this pit?
She shouted as they continued to fall.
It goes all the way to the bottom, Boom yelled back. I remember.
Then, all at once, the odor struck Tilda like a slap in the face.
What's that smell?
She shrieked.
It smells like stink!
Quatch cried. Then they landed, splat, 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 in a cesspool of chunky brown slime and stinky black muck. The revolting stuff stuck to Tilda's clothes and oozed down her face. It was so gross that she burst out laughing.
This has got to be the most disgusting place anywhere.
I know, isn't it great?
Quatch Monster shouted, flinging a wad of muck at Tilda. Then the fastest rabbit in the world picked up a huge armload of slime and dropped it right on Quatch.
Boom! Yes, it really is great.
After Tilda discovered the exit tube, the three stinky, slime-covered friends found themselves in yet another hallway, this time with green wallpaper. So, where do we go now, Boom? Tilda asked. Do you remember the next place you went?
Let's see, if I were me, where would I go next?
Boom asked himself, shaking some slime off his leaves.
To be honest, I would probably take a bath. I am absolutely covered in some sort of gross mud.
Fortunately, that's when Tilda spotted a small group of Quatch's mini robotic roommates who were also searching for the lost key. Hey, you guys, Tilda said, kneeling down to talk to them. We're a little lost. Do you know how to get to the roller coast U room? The robots huddled together in a circle, chirping and chattering excitedly to one another. Then, all at once, they ran towards one of the round openings and disappeared inside.
After them!
Quatch Monster cried, jumping into the tube and pulling his friends down with him. They landed abruptly in a wide open space, with no walls, no ceiling, no doors. It had a black and white tiled floor stretching as far as Tilda could see in all directions. Besides that, there was nothing. No crazy contraptions or strange furniture, just an exit tube, which was hanging impossibly high above the ground, like a hole in the sky leading to who knows where. Great, Tilda said, as she watched the troop of robotic roommates fly effortlessly up into the sky and disappear into the exit. How are we going to get up there?
Easy! This is the Eternal Snackscape,
Quatch Monster explained. Then he shouted,
Popcorn!
On his cue,
Tons of buttery popped kernels rained down from the sky, covering the ground like a thick layer of snow. Tilda's blobby friend was clearly pleased with himself as he tossed a popped kernel into his mouth.
Come on, it's your turn. We have to get the food piled up high enough to reach the exit.
Okay, Tilda said. How about...
Apples! Boom shouted excitedly. Great big crunchy... Oh!
He shouted as he was struck in the head with one of the fruits falling from the sky. Shielding their heads with his big stretchy hands, Quatch Monster said,
It's best to keep your snacks soft. How about we switch to mac and cheese?
Then the hailstorm of apples turned into waves of soft, cheesy noodles falling from the heavens. Then Tilda remembered something. Hey, can't you just stretch us up to the exit? Quatch Monster shoved a handful of cheesy noodles, apple chunks, and popcorn into his mouth.
What would be the fun in that? Chocolate chip cookies!
After the friends had eaten their fill of the airborne cookies, the furry monster stretched them up and out the exit tube, which finally took them to their destination, the yellow hallway and the roller coaster U-room. This cavernous space housed a massive indoor roller coaster with dizzying drops, impossible-looking loops, and continuous corkscrews. While they landed just a short walk away from the boarding platform, there didn't appear to be any car to actually ride in.
That's because you are the roller coaster,
Quatch explained, holding up a pair of roller skates with rocket boosters mounted on the sides.
Shall I demonstrate?
Their host slipped on the shoes, stepped onto the rails, and pressed a button on his heel. The rockets fired and he was propelled, screaming, along the tracks, up and down the drops, and through all the twists and turns of the wild inverted ride. Then, as she was watching her friend whip through the room, Tilda heard the distinct ringing sound of something small and metallic falling out of Quatch Monster's pocket and landing on the floor near her. She walked over, bent down, and couldn't believe her eyes. The key! Tilda bent down to pick it up and found herself face to face with one of the tiny robotic roommates skating across the floor on a single squeaky wheel. Its fragile wire hands were extended towards the key, but when it saw Tilda, it chirped, jumped, and rolled away. It's okay, Tilda whispered, stretching out on her belly. I want you to have it. She slid the key across the floor and waited as the robot drove slowly back towards her. A light beamed out of its eyes, scanning the brass key from top to bottom. Then it chirped excitedly, lifted the key over its head, and started driving around in circles. The moment was interrupted by the fastest rabbit in the world, who suddenly crash-landed next to Tilda, wearing rocket-powered roller skates on his hands.
Boom! That was fun! And it turns out you don't even need to wear these things on your feet.
Then he noticed the tiny robot, now hiding itself, shaking behind the key. The huge tree rabbit stretched himself out on the floor next to Tilda and let out a long, deep sigh.
Oh, a key. I wonder what that's for.
That wraps it up for this episode. If you would like a digital copy of our first book, just send us a picture of your favorite part of the story today. You can reach us at quatchmonsterpodcast@gmail.com or on Instagram. Thanks for listening.